right, welcome back to another episode of Boss Talk the Podcast. I'm your host MJ the blogger here, and I am sitting with the owner of Possible Cosmetics. Her name is Renata. Renata, thank you so much for coming on today.
Sure, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Yes, so let's get into it. You are the owner of Possible Cosmetics, but
yes.
Introduce yourself to the listeners. Tell us who you are, where you're from. Mm-hmm. Tell us, like, you know, give us the rundown on Renata.
Sure. So my name is Renata. I actually go by Renata Alina. That's my brand name. So people call me that. I'm the owner of Possible Cosmetics. We actually started in 2016 at the King of Prussia Mall. I was the only black girl to ever launch a cosmetic line in the mall. So we started really, really big. I am a native of Philadelphia. I've been in business collectively, probably with my other business, I've had other things I've done before this, probably a total of like 8 years.
Oh.
However, I feel like this is my first business, if that makes sense, because I started in 2010. I actually started out designing shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up with like Karen Civil ended up highlighting me. VH1, all these like wonderful, so I did stuff by hand. The shoes that she actually highlighted, Karen Civil, was I made shoes straight made of glass. Like I broke up pieces of glass in my apartment building, complex, and I literally, where I lived at, and literally put it
into a shoe.
And so, of course, that's very creative.
Right.
I'm very, very creative.
Yeah.
So I put that on shoes, and a lot of people were just like, what? And then it all fit. They're like, how the hell? Like, how did you get all this glass to fit?
Yeah.
And so that pretty much put me on the map as far as shoes. But I decided to put that down because it was too time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
I eventually am going to pick that back up.
Gotcha.
But I'm going to actually have a manufacturer and stuff like that, whereas we completely creative shoes. But me personally, I can't sit down and
do that anymore.
I can't do that anymore.
Gotcha.
But that's my first love. But yeah, that's how I started. And I've been having great accolades from it. But my baby right now was Possible Cosmetics. So yeah, that's how we started.
Okay.
Yes.
Dang, handcrafting shoes in your apartment. That's like,
yes.
That's that $1 billion story that people love to hear. Like, I was sitting there breaking glass.
Right.
Getting cut, bleed.
Yes, no, really.
Just for your feet to look cute.
Yeah, when people used to model them, they used to have a sign a waiver.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Because some girl actually did, like, she did get, like, a cut on her. I was like, she was so sweet. Oh. I'm like, I really cried. I was like, she was like, Renata, I swear. She was like, I promise you. She was like, it was like an honor to wear your shoes. I'm just like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, so, yeah, no, they had to. So, yeah. And they're actually on the shelf, like, right now. They're in a box, and they're in the first thing in my living room. I have, like, I'm so weird in my, like, you know how you have those thing on the TV, like the little cubbies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I look at my shoes in my cubbies, and that is, like, my focal point.
Right,
so,
that's, like, your vision board.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, your real-life vision board.
Absolutely, yes. So I get to look at that every day, but, yep.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that about you. I
yes.
thought you were coming
Fun
in here
fact.
To talk about cosmetics.
Right. I got a lot of stuff going
now,
on, right?
I got to see a pair of these shoes because I love
absolutely.
Me some shoes.
Absolutely.
I don't know about cutting my feet in them, but I do want to see
right,
little photo shoot.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. That's exactly what they're for. That's it.
Well, listen, I mean, we will come back to the shoe thing because,
definitely.
You know, serial entrepreneurship is in
that's
our,
in.
Our black girl magic bloodlines.
Absolutely.
Tell me about being the first black-owned store in the King of Prussia Mall.
It was very stressful. We're not there anymore. It was one of the... I have a story about that. I'm one thing about me, right? So I'm like very transparent and very... Mm-hmm. I'm probably like too honest. You know how we are in this day and age where everybody likes to fraud. I don't do that. Like, I don't have time for that. Like, I don't try to be somebody I'm not. I actually lost my apartment messing around with... King of Prussia because I took my last dime, everything. And it wasn't that they evicted me, I just stopped paying rent so I could pay King of Prussia rent for my because initially
for
when
the
they,
business
right yeah. And I didn't care. I'm too old for that now, let's be clear. I'm not kicked out of anywhere, but
you gotta make the mistakes.
It was one of those things where I literally went to working in the area, and I really was like, everything I do, I'd be like, you know what, I want to see how I'm gonna do that. So I went to King of Prussia.
Right.
I wasn't even launched yet. I actually didn't have a product. I didn't have anything. I had only samples. So I spoke to mall management. I'm just like, yo, I want to get in the mall. I don't know how. I don't know what to do, whatever. Right. I met with the guy. My personality is really big. I got the gift of gab. I can really talk into anything.
Right.
By the time I left out of there, he's like, yeah, so we want you to have this, and we're going to lower the price.
Oh, nice.
It's still too hot, girl.
You know, when you're getting that deal.
Yeah, it's just like, it was an opportunity.
Believe in me.
Right, right. So he's like, they were rushing me. Like I said, at this point, I was still doing the shoes, so I only... The cosmetics I had, but I didn't go into full production.
Mm-hmm.
So I only was, I got this deal of just samples and swatches.
Right.
So he's like, yeah. And we, so I want to say, let's say, I want to say this was in June. He's like, we need you to start, in August. And you have to have their minimum. First of all, you have to get approval. You can't just walk in there.
Right.
You have to get your logo approved. I had to send in pictures. It's like a board. I had no idea. Okay,
right.
All I do is shop at King of Prussia Mall. I didn't know anything about the logistics of
but
having
like
a business there.
Presentation, like
right.
Getting a cart there. You thought it was just let me rent this cart,
right?
And that was it.
It's none of that. It's a whole board. They have to. So the guy. The first step was the guy. He loved me. He's like, yeah, Renata, I absolutely love this. He said, this is what you do. I want you to go home, send me your logo, send me a picture of your stuff, and I'm going to see if the rest of the board approves. If the rest of the board approves, we're going to get a contract, and we're going to, you know, start this.
Right.
Of course, the board loved me. They, like, they actually said that we need you here. And I'm just like, really?
Nice.
Really? I'm just like, you know, I don't, you know, when you're doing things, you just don't realize,
yeah,
you know, and you're
you
in the
realize,
moment.
Yeah.
So I pushed, and... You have to have you have to have $10,000 worth of merchandise. This is what they tell you. Mind you, I didn't have one product. So I took everything.
Yes.
Okay? And my net worth was a negative $10,000.
Ooh.
I don't know how I got it was so much. They believed in me so much. Like they was giving me fixtures and everything. Cause I didn't have and I was honest. I was like, listen.
Yeah, I don't have none of that.
Broke. Like, I don't even have the
money.
Product.
Right.
Girl, when I say I had all this stuff on the all kind of stuff. But it turned bad because although they gave me an opportunity, they kind of treated me that way.
Yeah.
And they wanted to run my business. And I find this a lot. Even with and we'll talk about the deal I have with Walmart. I'm finding it a lot that these companies, when you are not a huge 500 employee company, they kind of treat you like you work for them. And so it turned bad because they would tell me how to dress. I couldn't dress how. Yeah, they had a dress code. I'm like, I'm not.
I don't work here.
I don't. Yeah, I don't. Exactly. I was like, I need you. Mall management was taking pictures of my card when I left. It was. It got to be like we had a spat, and so I decided to leave. And they were like, no, we'll lower the price. I'm like, it's not that. Like y'all giving me more hassle than I need
right
now.
Right. Yeah.
And it just didn't work. And
yeah.
So. And I have no problem going someplace. I don't have no pride. Like, I'm just,
yeah.
I'm not a fraud. I don't care. So I was like, listen, I'm out.
Yeah.
So I told all my customers, yeah, we out.
Yeah, like, you can find me online.
Exactly. So,
come to my house. I'll ship it to you.
Girl, yes. Yeah. So, yeah. So
it's where
that was.
A will, there's a way.
Girl, and that's the way, anyway. The wave is. Freaking well, these girls running around here getting these stores, oh, whatever. Like, I don't have time for that. You make a million. People just, you know,
right.
A lot of people do stuff just to say they did it, and being fake competition. But anyway, while it was a good experience, it was
right.
It was a wonderful. I made the most money I've ever made,
right?
Just being yeah, yeah, like I never had experience
being in that traffic,
right? And then right. I'm getting all kind of clientele, I'm getting. You know, Caucasians, and I'm getting black girls, and you want to have that. Although
right.
My line is clearly is black owned, we express diversity, but you know, I'm for the brown girl, period. I'm a
right.
brown girl,
yes.
So that is who I, you know, service. But it was great
that's
to
who you know.
Yeah. That's all I know, and yeah. You know, it is just like that was who I my target market was, but to see that, you know, another. Race was, you know, cosmetics, right? Cosmetics brings us all together. We all
right.
want to be beautiful.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it was like it was, you know, the race lines was, you know, just wide. So it was a great experience. It was great to say that I was the first black girl, but it was a terrible it was
partnership.
Just like, yeah, it was a terrible
it was
partnership.
Like you tried to own me, but you couldn't.
And I'm honestly coming across that a lot. It's just with these bigger companies, and if you don't come in with like. A team of people and you know all of this revenue and a bunch of fanfare behind you
mm-hmm.
they pretty much treat you like oh well girl you know
yeah
you ain't nobody
if you
or
have a celebrity endorsement
right or... right and the crazy thing is we have I've had all I've had Cash Doll I've had the young lady from Love and Hip Hop, I can't say, Amara La Negra.
She's
like all these like wonderful brown.
I'm into her.
Let me tell you something. Oh my gosh. So yeah, we've had that. So
she's melanin goals.
So you see, these are kind of girls I target. These girls are beautiful.
Yes.
And I have. So it's just like they don't. I don't know. They ain't respecting me out here in these streets. So.
Yeah, I understand. All right. So back to like the celebrity endorsements. Mm-hmm. You know, you telling me you do have, you know, a couple.
Yes.
Good known people, Cash Doll, Marla Negra. Those are like two very prominent.
Yes.
Black girls right now.
Oh my gosh!
Like,
yes.
Every black girl should know who those two are.
Absolutely.
But what do you think as far as like celebrities starting cosmetic lines or endorsing cosmetic lines? Do you feel like it is a positive, or do you feel like it's a negative for the black cosmetic line owners coming up?
Right. Well, I never feel like it's a negative when someone starts a business. Mm-hmm. I always feel like, you know, any way to boss up, you boss up. Now, what I will say this, it's becoming a common thing to do. Like, everybody has a cosmetic line. I feel like a lot of these girls, they are just getting cosmetic line because, oh, I just want one. On the other hand, me, I literally was a child saying, I can't wait. I really want a cosmetic line. Right. So everything I'm doing, I'm not doing it just because it's
the thing to do.
I really am doing what I dreamed of.
Right.
So it's just like, I feel like it could be, I guess it's never negative.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I want, it's enough money for all of us. It does make it harder for a girl like me who is not popular, who mm-hmm. I really don't kind of, the difference between me is I don't chase the, I don't really chase the endorsement. I'm weird. I don't like, I just, I don't like, I don't,
it's
I don't
like
know.
If you like my product,
yeah, I'm just not like, I don't want, I'm not, and I do, I have girls right now that, of course I've sent my stuff to, that I'm mm-hmm. waiting for them to review and things like that. I just don't chase the hype. I'm so weird, because I just feel like, I don't know.
It's
don't
not
know.
Weird, no. It's like you don't feel it necessary
yeah,
to
like,
have to have certain people. Like, you feel like your brand speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you know, people are going to buy the brand because of you.
They're
you
know
not
what?
Buying it because of anybody else, honestly, when you look at it.
Right.
Some of the top brands out here, you find that people fall in love with the owners.
Right, right,
especially
right.
for new brands.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you have to have some sort of personality.
Absolutely.
That's
going
to draw
a bunch
people
of that.
To your page.
I agree.
Even with the celebrity endorsements, okay, you can pay somebody to do
yep.
a review,
yep.
and they'll review it one time.
Yep.
But if they love you, they love your product.
Exactly.
Oh, now they just mentioning it for free.
Just exactly.
Like, now they just saying it just to say,
exactly.
oh, yeah, you know, she gave me this lip gloss
right.
2 months ago.
Right.
I wore it once. I love her so much. I love the product.
Exactly.
I keep wearing it.
Exactly.
It's not a one and done type of thing.
Exactly.
You want that person, you know, to fall in love with you. You want your customers to fall in love with you.
Yes.
Because
that's
they're the
important.
Ones who want to continue to use your product. And free promotion is the best promotion.
It is. And it's a lot of free promotion out here. I mean,
yes.
Instagram is the biggest thing. You can get on there and you can promote yourself.
Yeah.
And so I salute everybody, but I do sometimes, and it's discouraging because you do see everybody with it and everybody doesn't love it. And there's girls out here who are more popular than me and perceived to be, I guess, based on Instagram. You know, everything is an Instagram.
Influencer.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, everything. So... You have these girls hopping in and they caking. They got a room
yeah.
full of orders. And I'm just looking like,
yeah
not me, but I'm in Walmart. You
right.
know, that's okay.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Right. Yeah.
And
so,
yeah. I mean, just to bring it back, how the heck did you get your brand in Walmart?
Yo, I'm crazy, right? Let me tell
yeah.
you. I'm really like I will wake up, like tomorrow, I wake up like, all right, I want to, and it's literally how I live my life, right? I didn't plan to, you know, go into Walmart. I didn't even curate a, Now my goal is to 2019, we're going to get into Target. And right now I'm Walmart online, but I'm getting the Target in the shelves. And
yeah,
when
definitely.
I say that, I mean it. Like, that is not even like...
I want a display.
Yeah, no. So I'm working on that. But so I woke up one day, my crazy self, and I'm like, how do people... Because I didn't know how people got things into retail. I'm like,
yeah.
how the heck do you...
I mean, I still don't know. So
right.
once you tell
I'm
me...
I'm about to tell you the tea.
We got some gems.
I'm about to give you all
gem
the tea.
Alert.
Every major retailer, right? They have at the, if you go to the bottom with a little writing, they have like affiliates, vendors, something, suppliers. I literally Googled, how do I become a Walmart supplier? I went to the bottom of the website and it has, that we don't ever look at, okay? I'm looking at stuff we don't ever look at. And I said, it's, I think it said, become a vendor or become a Walmart supplier. I clicked on it, I applied, we went back and forth for months. I'm talking about months, heavy, like, fix this. Like, they were like, fix this, fix that. Send me your revenue, send me your IRS tax records. It was, I mean,
deep.
Not only that, I had to pay $250. This is what y'all need to know. When y'all are doing this retail stuff to your listeners, anybody that wants to get into retail, I'm going to put y'all up on game. It's not cheap. When you, they think they're writing me a $300,000 check. That's not true. Mm. Not for online anyway at the moment. Right. When you join these major retailers, you have to pay for a UPC code. A UPC code is that scan, that barcode.
Right.
It is $250 a code, a product. So I had, and you can't double it. And this is only, you can only get this from the government. Yes, I had no idea.
Wow. Okay.
So when you see these people on the shelves, they are paying
with
for UPC
products.
Code.
Right. Right.
But here's the thing. They're, you know, Walmart partners with big comp. They don't, you don't really hear an individual company in Walmart.
Right.
Period.
Right.
I don't online anywhere.
Right.
So they got the money to do that. They, I mean, you dealing with people who, you know,
just
they got
stop making this stuff in my kitchen.
Exactly. So they ran it to me like, yeah. So I applied. We went back and forth. They said yes. They sent me everything. We got approved. And they hit me with these UPC codes. And they like, yeah, you can only use one per product, per color. So
per color?
So if I had a Ray lipstick, I had to do a new UPC code for a purple lipstick, an eyelash, nothing. You cannot duplicate the code. So.
Wow. I mean, it makes sense, though, because
it does.
When you're looking at it from a purchasing aspect.
Right.
That's how they keep track of the inventory.
Exactly.
So it makes sense.
Exactly.
Listen, y'all better get these coins saved.
You have to, and you gotta know that. So I literally just woke up and like, I'm gonna get a Walmart and figure it out, and I apply. I didn't even think, everything I do, I'd be like, these people are not gonna freaking accept me anyway, so whatever.
Yeah.
So this lets you know, and this is why my company is named Possible Cosmetics too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you that anything is possible. Like, if, and I'm not anybody, you know, special or
you're
anything
special.
Like, well, yeah, I'm
special.
Absolutely,
special,
absolutely. But I feel like a lot of these girls feel like they need these bells and whistles.
Yeah.
And I don't have that. Like, I'm a girl from North Philadelphia.
Sponsor.
You don't need none of that. My job is my sponsor.
Yeah.
Like, who can't, I don't. Okay, get out there and work, girl.
Yes.
Like, go and get a 9-to-5 and
get
stop
your resources.
To letting
don't
these
be
people,
too bougie to get a 9-to-5.
Girl, oh my God. Let me tell you something. And this is what kills me. You got these girls out here telling people, and this makes me so mad. You got these people out here, these full-time entrepreneurs telling people that a job is slavery. I hate, you're not gonna, honestly, that's a slap in the face to people that, like our ancestors, to say a job that you get paid for
is slavery.
It's the plantation.
Now, I will say this. I have seen some jobs where you don't make enough to survive.
Of course.
But when this stuff that
but level
where
up.
You can take that money and you can put it to the side and say, I'm going to put my business into this.
Exactly.
Then that's different. You know, I was working at a job where I hated it.
Right.
I called myself quit and I'm going to be a full-time entrepreneur.
Right.
Three months later, I had a new job.
Me too.
I spent my whole summer being a full-time entrepreneur.
Me too.
That was the hardest.
It's ridiculous.
Hardest thing I've ever done for myself.
It's ridiculous.
I wanted to like smack myself upside the head and be like,
right?
Why did you quit your job?
Yep.
Luckily, my resume is
same here.
Hefty. My resume is hefty. I
same
can walk
here.
Into anything.
Yep.
The current job I'm at, this is the first time I'm ever working in this type of position. I came in there on a Wednesday. I got hired on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. See?
Never worked in the field a day.
Wow. How about that?
So when I say, I say this to say, don't get disgruntled and think that this 9-to-5 is just that.
God.
Like, this 9-to-5 is your investor.
It really is.
Because at the end of the day, you can't go into a bank and ask for a $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 business dollar business loan
Nope.
When you in our skin.
Absolutely not.
You can get a car loan, you can get a mortgage, yeah, you can get a much. Bunch of credit
every
cards.
Loan, anything to keep you in debt, but nothing to but get you financially free.
But you cannot just easily go in, walk into any bank and get a business loan. Nope. So use your 9-to-5 yep. as your private investor and put that money away. If you got to work overtime,
yes,
all that overtime money, put yep. that into a separate account.
Yep.
Be smart about your money. It yep. might you might not be able to knock this brand out, and you know you might not be able to take it to the level you want in a year,
right,
or 2 years. Right. But that's where it comes into play of this is your passion.
Yep.
Because somebody who was told by Walmart, okay, yeah, we want you, but now you need to come up with $5,000 if you want these UPC yep. codes to be on our website.
Yep.
That person who's not that passionate about makeup is right. like, oh, never mind. Yep. I'll just yep. keep doing what I'm doing.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, all of that goes hand in hand. So,
yes. Yeah.
You can't let people tell you that being a full-time entrepreneur is easy.
No, it's not. It's like one of the hardest things ever. And it's just like, I really hate I feel like it's all, again, this is Instagram. The shaming of like a 9-to-5 is just like, you girls need to go back to work. Yeah. Like seriously, like honestly, go to work.
Because if Instagram wasn't here, like if Instagram decided if Instagram decided to charge us per month.
Oh my gosh. Which I'm not even sure that they're not against it, honestly.
I'm pretty sure they're not. I'm pretty sure it's been in the works.
Right.
They thinking about it.
Right.
Or if you had to
or
pay
charge
for
a service or something. Right.
Or pay to for a certain length of caption,
yep.
pay for how many comments can be seen. Yep. Like if they start charging,
yep.
how many of us are really going to use this?
Try to find some way to scam something. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Something. But it's crazy.
It
so,
is.
I mean, I definitely agree that, you know, this whole knocking up the 9-to-5 is just,
yeah,
it's not cool. Like,
it's not.
Girls, keep your job.
Please.
Until your brand gets until you're getting a profit worth a year salary
and consistent. That's the thing. Like I can make $10,000 in a month, or I can make $500.
Yeah.
And it's just like I'll have a great month, and then okay, well, I got real bills. Like I live in Chestnut Hill. You know, I want a new car. I have to stay up. I travel everywhere. I fly. A lot of things. I don't do a lot of stuff in Philadelphia.
Right.
I've been all over the world this year.
Yeah.
So it's just like no, I can't do that off of $10,000 this month or $20,000 and then nothing else. So it's just
for the
like,
rest of the year.
Yeah, and a lot of these girls are not being honest. They're not making money every day. And a lot of these girls are not even building profitable businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like they don't understand between revenue and, you know, profit. And, you know,
revenue and profit are
two different things.
Explain it for the listeners out there who don't know.
Revenue is your sales as a whole, okay? Like, it is not the money that you can pocket. Cannot, like, pocket your revenue. Is things got to be dispersed out. So revenue is your complete sales, everything you've made. If you've made over the year, like I see a lot of these girls are, they had $1 million revenue, which is amazing, okay? Mm-hmm. That don't mean they have $1 million personally. Their company made $1 million, which is that's goals,
that's
okay?
Goals.
I am,
yes.
like, literally... That's my goal. Your profit is after you take all of that stuff. Like if you got rent, you know, you young ladies love to have these storefronts, which I am a complete, I've been there though. I don't like nobody taking my profit. So I like to, you know, after you pay your rent and after you, you know, put that money back into your business, after you chop off all these expenses, how much do you have profit? And the problem is, here's the issue. A lot of us are not being profitable because we are spending so much to make that money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how much did it cost for you
exactly.
to make that money? And mm-hmm. I am like, and I'm not saying I'm a business guru, but I watch companies who've made $4 million this year don't take home less than $100,000 in profit because they're spending so much to acquire a new customer.
Right.
And then we got these rents because we want to impress everybody and say we got a storefront, and then we got all this stuff, and then we're buying Chanel bags instead of inventory. Ooh. We're buying wigs instead of that.
Talk
we're
about
getting
it.
Car notes. We're getting car leases. We're doing right. stuff prematurely because black people don't want to do nothing but be entertained and look rich and not really be rich.
Yes.
I'm not like that. I drive a Chevy Malibu. I don't have no hubcaps. I don't know where the hell my hubcaps went. It's got tinted windows when I always get pulled over. The stickers is always expired. Like, The car gets me from back and forth. I carry myself well. I know people. I have respect. I'm not out here trying to be Gucci down. I'm not out here being Gucci gang, Gucci gang. I have investments.
Exactly. I'm putting their money into the bank.
Okay, real estate. I'm getting ready to start doing this real estate stuff. So it's like I really want to build wealth. Yes. I don't want to look cute for the Instagram because that's not a legacy to me. This stuff is going to go away. I know nobody think it is. But the stuff is going to go away. Definitely. So it's just like, we as Black people, we really need to think smarter.
Yes,
like, I always used to wonder, like, you know, our Caucasian counterparts, you know, I would listen to Gary Vee.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Gary Vee, like, makes me feel like, oh,
you
my
watch
God.
His Breakfast Club interviews?
I love, oh, yeah, yeah, yes. Absolutely. And he just gives it to you.
Carrying with
There's
the
no gym, excuse.
Like,
like he said, get your behind on Amazon and sell a $1 thing. Go to Dollar Tree and ship that stuff to Amazon and let them whatever, however the case may be. So this is really no excuse. And he said that, you know, he saved up over a million. He said, I think he said he was like 23, making $55,000 a year. And he saved and saved and saved. He said he didn't buy, he rented. He didn't go buy a home, even though he could afford to.
Yeah.
He stayed down until he came up. And now he can buy whatever he wants.
Right.
And so I just feel like we need to do more than that and stop trying to impress people who are broke.
Right.
Because our people are broke.
Yes.
We do not own anything as a whole. Now, it's people individually doing their thing, but as a whole, Black people don't own anything.
Right.
And it's because we're too busy spending money on Fendi prints, which, don't even get me started. Everything a rapper says we want. Mm. And we're just dictated, you know, by everything. So it's just like, that ain't my movement.
You about to spend $300 on sneakers.
I'm just not about it. If I got something that's expensive, somebody else bought it for me. Okay. Or it's not mine, I brought it for my girlfriend. Because I don't take value.
Right.
Yeah, I don't,
it
my value.
Cute with my outfit.
Exactly. Yeah. My value isn't in that. And so I think as Black people, we need to work on that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Stay down till you come up.
Absolutely.
Because when you try to come up too fast, you're going to end up farther down than where you started out from.
Absolutely.
And you just dropping gems left and right.
Yes, like, yes. I got a little wisdom out to you.
For the girls listening who want, you know, insight as to how to get into these big retailers, because you do see like hair companies coming up and they're being put on, you know, Target.
Yep.
They're in Walmart.
Yep.
They're in Sally's.
Yes.
You know, those are big names, but you know, you don't know things like a UPC code.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a UPC.
I
knew trial what a
error.
Barcode was.
Right.
But when
you
say a UPC code, you gotta pay for each single one. And you got 10 products and 10 different colors.
Yeah.
That stuff.
And I'm online. Just imagine when I hit the shelves.
Right. Like. If I sell well online, can y'all cut me a deal?
Absolutely, like, absolutely. So yeah, we working on that. So
You got a lot of like business insight, and I saw on your website for Possible Cosmetics, you actually offer beauty e-guides. So
yes, I do.
What made you want to start that?
People always DMing me all day, every day. How can I start? How can I do this? Or what can I do? So basically, I just formulated a guide with those questions that I hear the most. You know, how to get a manufacturer? How do I start? So off those questions, I basically started the book, ebook, 7 Things You Need to Know Before Launching Your Cosmetic Line. Mm-hmm. I tell them what a manufacturer is, what kind of manufacturer they need, how to pick one, because a lot of us, we get these manufacturers and we have to switch, which I'm actually in the process of, goodness gracious. Yes. Which is, you're uprooting your business, but we have grown. Because my focus now is retail, I have to meet the demand. Because like I said, I am going to, like on God, I'm going to be in Target. Yeah. Like that's not even a joke. Like I know that, like I know my first and last name. Absolutely. And I'm going to be on the shelf. So I have to get a manufacturer that can push out 40,000 pieces of something. So I am switching, and it's not easy. But so I talk about that in a book, just starting with the end in mind. You know, pick a manufacturer that has variety. Mm-hmm. You know, don't just, if you may want to, the manufacturer may only produce lipstick, but you want to get somebody
expand
that produces everything. Right.
Skincare
is very important, especially in the Black in our community, because you just don't.
Especially if your market is going to be
definitely
Black, then you definitely need to make sure that you know, whatever your product includes,
right,
is not going to have your sister girl right breaking out.
Definitely. That's important.
Yeah,
that's important.
Drying out.
That's important. Yeah, yeah. And that's part of the reason why I didn't do, I'm not, I will eventually roll. I'm going to have a bunch of products though. Like, this is just a, like, this is going to be like a multifaceted, I'm going to have, perfumes, nail polishes, like, it's going to be a
yeah,
whole beauty
you
thing.
Like, this is taking it. I love
oh, yeah.
the name too. I just
oh,
wanted
thank
to
you.
Say, cause, and
thank
then my
you.
Head too, when we were just starting up and we were talking about, Dad, what was I going to name this podcast?
Right.
And I said in my head, I'm like, anything is possible.
Yes.
I put that in my
yes,
head.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then as soon as we started talking, you're like, the reason I started
oh, wow.
Because
yes,
anything
yes,
is
yes.
possible. I'm like,
wow, they go confirmation,
okay,
right?
Confirmation, boom. There you go, right
there. Yeah, cause it is. I mean, and it, like I said, it's a journey, and all things are possible.
Yep.
And we just gotta keep pushing. And like I said, I get discouraged a lot because I am just a little brown girl doing it by herself. I don't have a big team behind me, which I am gonna actually start adding people, some marketing people. But I'm just out here working, you
yeah.
know, kissing babies, hugging people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
I'm pulling
how we
the pavement.
Start off in the beginning, though, because you are like a one-woman show.
Right.
Sometimes you are the only person you can depend on.
Right.
Now,
right.
did you always, or are you always in business by yourself, or at any point did you have a partner or like people who were helping you? Mm-hmm. Like, what has it always just been team you?
It's always been team me. And now that's not always, they call it being a solopreneur, right? I've never had a partner. This next few things I'm doing, I think it's good to partner with people.
Right.
It won't be like I won't be adding like someone as a partner to Possible Cosmetics, but I will be doing more collaborative things.
Gotcha.
In the beauty industry. I am going to do that because
nice.
That's important.
Yes.
So even working with like some big name, makeup artists and things like that. So I will be
nice.
Doing that.
Yeah.
But I've always fully funded by literally just getting up every morning doing something that I may not love so I can do something I really love for the rest of my life.
Right. Yeah. That's very important.
Yeah, smart investments and yeah, but it's not easy. Spending smart and not buying, you know, Louis Gucci Fendi Prada and taking away, you know, from what's really important. But yeah, it's always been me.
Yeah. I mean, that's perfectly fine.
Right.
Like I say, you know, sometimes you get these partners and then,
right,
you know, they drop the ball or their passion isn't where yours is. So I've definitely seen partnerships fail and businesses
right.
fail because you were dependent on
right.
a partner.
Right.
And then when that person fell through, it's like either this is on you or you got to start all over and do something else. So,
right.
But it's definitely good that you're expanding to collaborate because
yes.
you're not staying stagnant and
right,
everything
yeah.
is just you.
Right, right.
And that
right.
is really big, like YouTubers.
Definitely. And I love, YouTube is all I watch.
Yeah.
It's bad. Like, I don't even need cable. I just watch YouTube all day.
I think that's really what's going on.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy, though.
Like, but I will be on YouTube for hours. And then with Instagram TV, I do be on that, too. Like, I do be on those now. But
I really thought I was like a bum because I'm not even playing. Like, I'll be on my couch and you know how YouTube is, it'll go from one thing to the next thing. I'm like, oh my God.
Yes.
But yeah, no,
like,
I can watch.
I could do a glitter lid.
Yes.
I could do a glitter crease.
Yes,
ooh,
yes,
what's
yes.
That?
Totally.
What's this skincare? Oh, like, yes.
It's like, so easy.
Just be watching video after video.
Yes, yes, yes.
But that's
I'm
good. Like, I will be looking out for those collaborations.
Yes,
I want to
yes.
see what you got in stores for the people.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Now, we talked about E-Guys. We talked about Possible Cosmetics.
Yes.
You said you still want to go back into, you know, designing your shoes as well.
Yes.
Now, when you started your businesses, shoe business, the cosmetic business, even with the E-Guides, what were some of your obstacles that you faced and then how did you overcome them?
Oh, gosh. You know what? Obstacles that I meet every day, actually, to this day, just honestly, not being discouraged, not comparing myself to other people, keeping up with inventory, not having enough capital, which is a huge thing because we are grossly, of course we said this before, we're grossly underfunded and a
right.
lot of us are, You know, our money has limits on it. Yeah. You know, so always constantly finding a way to, how am I going to bring money in here? Or how, who, you know, what's the right positioning? Making sure my branding is correct. And, you know, making sure I got the proper support. And, you know, and doing this by yourself. You know, I've lost a lot of friends just, you know, because they weren't, you know, I mean, we all know how it is. Mm-hmm. Like, you start leveling up. And leveling up don't mean you a million, you know.
Yeah, you leaving everybody in the
right. Bank. It's just like, so, I mean, honestly, just the real thing was really just not being discouraged and mm-hmm. know that I'm doing my best. And right. that is something that even to this day that I'm just like, yo, you did this all by yourself. Like, you've been on all these platforms. You've been had accolades. You've done a lot.
Yes.
And I mean, you just did the damn thing. And no matter where you are, you just have to stay consistent. And so that was a big struggle of mine, is really getting out of my own way.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, getting out of my own way. Like, this is the only thing I want. Like, and this is, I'm so multifaceted that I want a bank. Like, I want to own and operate a bank, or I want to have some sort of financial institution. Like, that's my goal in life. Like,
yes.
My goal in this life.
At the end of it all.
At the end of it all, before I take my
with
last.
With my name on it.
I want to service. I know you can't. Okay, so I've done the research. I've had phone calls to SEC. It's just something. I be doing too much.
He's just like, I need to learn these
I
things.
Do.
That's so important.
I do.
Because you can't stay, you know, you can't stay controlled. Your mind has to be free. You have to be willing
to
continuously grow and learn things. And if you just wake up one day and be like, I wonder how do I get leather?
Yes.
Google, and literally, how can I get some leather? Like, how can
that's
I
literally
get
how everything
like,
started.
Like, where, just random stuff. I know that's me. My Google, if you went in there, yes, it's probably some weird thing.
How tall
there.
Is like, Jesus?
Yeah, like.
Absolutely.
Why is air thick in the morning and thin
so
in
true.
The evening? Like, just it's, weird stuff. Like,
I'm telling
anything
you.
Anything I could come up with, like, if it's on my mind, I will go and Google it and
Google's
trying
best
to
friend.
Figure it out.
Make Google like, your BFF, ladies.
Yes, especially when you're trying to be an entrepreneur. Because, you know, there's... With the EGOTs, right. I saw you price your EGOTs at a reasonable rate.
Oh, we can talk about that, honey, yeah.
I've seen these, some EGOTs that were $100,
$150, $200, $300. I just saw one for $250. I
wonder... Oh, Lord. I seen a vendor list.
Oh, yeah, those are big.
Those vendor lists. I seen a vendor list for $150.
Girl.
I just wouldn't, like, I didn't, I couldn't even, like, I would never bring myself to spend no damn $150
no, on, yeah,
a,
no.
on the EGOT.
When you can get, all these girls are selling them for, no.
And you could just go on, you can literally go on Google,
that's it,
type it in.
People lazy.
Fashion wholesale.
Yep.
It's going to be a bunch of them.
Yep.
Fashion wholesale in LA.
Yep.
Because that's where most of them are.
Yes.
If you're in the US.
Yep.
Fashion wholesale in London.
Yep.
If you make it over there.
Right.
China.
Right.
That's where you really want to go.
That's simple.
Same thing for hair. If you looking for a hair vendor.
Yep.
It's so easy.
It's not.
You don't have to spend $150 on the list.
You do not.
You literally have to spend an hour and a half on Google.
People, that's it.
That's
but
it.
People, we, you know, we're lazy. We're lazy.
We want the money quick.
And people are profiting off of it.
Yeah.
Like, these girls, and I just seen one. She's in, be nice, Renata. be nice. She's like one of these girls out here. She's selling six figures. Lord, how to make six figures in a year for $250. I'm sorry, excuse me, $250. How to make a six figures in a year. I'm like, oh, I've done that. I can do that, and I don't need to spend $250 to find that out. And she's like a known girl who's been all in the streets. So I'm like, I doubt she made it the real way,
mm-hmm.
any old way, like a lot of these girls. But I just was, what's upsetting to me is we're so, and I'm sure, and these girls are going to buy it because of the Instagram persona,
right.
of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not really.
It's so easy to look like money.
And it's crazy because I'm not even playing, like, for a long time, I really struggled with that. I had to go back to God, like, so should I be frauding? Because I've made a lot of money, and I've made, not only that, I've made great money. I have, like, God, I've always been able, I've worked in the pharmaceutical industry,
mm-hmm.
all my life. Right. And as you can see, pharmaceuticals is the $1 billion thing. So I've made great money, six figures, all that. So it's like, all right, but I don't live like that.
Right.
So it's just like, should I go out here and start like getting, you know, get the stuff I can afford? Yeah. And it's just like, no. Be patient. Yeah. Like when it's your, so it's no joke. Like I've gotten bitten with that for like a while. Like when I first started. But then I started to build myself.
You start getting your first checks. You like, ooh, this looks nice.
Right. Yeah.
Ooh, and it's just, I could go out and buy that. Right. Like, no problem. Like, you walk by the store, you like, I got that in my bank account.
Exactly. And it's just like, but you know what, though? I stay humble because, like, that money goes away. I lost all that. Like, yeah, whatever.
Right.
Who cares? Like, I made it, lost it.
45 anymore?
You know, it's
you
just like.
I sell that for 25.
Exactly. I don't know. I really hate the way I see. And it's worse for our girls because our girls coming up, like, I have a 21-year-old niece and, you know, I have all these young girls that they really think that that's the way, like, clout chasing, and they think that's the way to get on. Like, grown women think they got to get their body done first before they, you know, start a business. I'm just like, I'm talking grown. I'm not talking children. Grown. So it's just like they feel like they got to have all, and it's really, it saddens me. It really makes me sad. They think you got to have a flat stomach and all. I'm just like, that's not, that stuff is only.
Like,
don't even get me started on that.
If it's gonna be about the business, be about the business. Like, at
y'all
the end
not,
of the day,
what y'all trying to
sell?
Your
body, you
girl,
selling you.
That's what they doing though.
Like, you selling you for your products, not your body.
You're
is
not
your product.
Exactly. So, but you know, unfortunately, I mean, a lot of these, that's what they doing, and they're making it like they're selling a product, but they're not, and they're really messing our girls up, and I have people, and not even our girls, our grown women. It's just so sad to me that we're not strong enough at 30 something years old. I'll be 33 on Christmas, which is a week away. I don't know, less than a week, and I hear women say, "Oh, I gotta get like this first, or I don't got enough clout for that." I'm like, "Are you It really makes me sad." It's a sad.
We gotta do like a little girls seminar. Like, we need to do something for the teen girls.
Oh my gosh, like that is my heart. That's another thing.
We gotta do something
because,
like, you know, something that just shows like you can still be natural. You don't gotta have the big butt and the big boobs. And
I'm about to say, I already got one. I don't want it. You want some? Like,
I love
sell
mine.
It on eBay.
I love mine. I ain't giving this one up because I was not blessed up top, so I will take every.
I know that's
single
right.
Inch on the
I
bottom.
Know that's
I
right.
Take
right.
It. I right. love mom, but at yes. the same time, like, some days you don't be wanting attention and you be getting attention. And
right.
It's like,
yeah.
No. Sorry, I don't want you anymore. You can
I agree.
Go away for a day or two. But,
yeah.
No, we gotta work on something for the girls.
Definitely.
I think that would be, you know, a good project. And
for sure.
We link up with a couple other girls and just do
yep.
like, even if we just do like a little brunch or a little like.
Yes.
You know,
just get together
just,
and
you
talk.
You know, just try and talk and, you
yep.
know, see what y'all think. How y'all feeling about
right.
life? Like, let's do something where it's just like, you know, put it all on the table.
Yep.
And then let's see what we come up with from there. But I think that'd be a good idea.
I'm down, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for
thank
stopping
you.
By. Before we go and we let these people get back to their regular lives, tell our listeners where they can find you, where they can shop the makeup line, the shoe line. And then also, too, like, what do you have coming up next?
Sure. So if you guys would like to follow Possible Cosmetics, you can. We are at Instagram at Possible Cosmetics. We're on Facebook at Possible Cosmetics. Our website is www.possiblecosmetics.com. I am not going to give you all my personal page. Y'all going to think I'm crazy. I am like a crazy person. So we're going to keep this business. However,
just the followers and just.
Yeah, no, but definitely. So what I have coming up next is definitely, like I said, this retail thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on, right now I'm working on a small retailer in Atlanta.
Nice.
So we're coming.
I love Atlanta.
Oh my, that's, I just, you know.
If you do a pop-up shop, let me know so I can
yeah,
have an excuse to come
absolutely,
down there.
Seriously, yeah, I'll be, yeah, Atlanta's, they're my biggest market. They've kept me in business.
Nice.
Yeah, Atlanta, because we know Philly just, you know.
Philly took over Atlanta. But
yeah, now, it's nothing
like
but Philadelphia and Atlanta. Oh my
god. It's like
gosh.
An Atlanta-Philly vibe.
It is. So retail is coming in 2019. I'm actually working on an official, well, I guess to say second book. It's called Dear Entrepreneurs.
Mm.
And so I am going to, just like I had, we had this conversation, very candid, very transparent, is what I'm going to talk about in the book. I'm going to write my love letter to entrepreneurs.
Aww.
And so that, and because I want them to know that this is really hard and it takes a long time. It's not going to happen overnight. So I'm going to kind of, you know, and I do it like every day. So every chapter I have a different sort of letter to entrepreneurship. So that's coming out in 2019.
Nice.
That's going to be a hardback. We are going to be in big stores, Barnes and Nobles. I'm going to do this big.
We'll be on Amazon.
Yeah, we'll be on Amazon. Absolutely. And the e-guide is also on Amazon. So that's the two biggest. Yeah. So I always try to, you know, I always try to level up, but yeah, that's on Amazon. And so, yeah, so the biggest thing is retail, Target, and my book in 2019.
Awesome. Yes. Well, I can already tell it's going to be a big year for Possible Cosmetics.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
2019 is the season of leveling up.
Yes, it is.
So, girl, I am praying for everything you want to happen.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. And again,
that.
Thank you so much for coming.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And everyone, thank you again for tuning in to Boss Talk, the podcast. We will see you next time.